Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Odds On podcast. My name is Davey Riley, and joining me here is Ryan Cullen.
Well, hello.
As usual, Andrew's in some other country.
Somewhere lost.
Yeah, lost to us, and we haven't heard from him in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So his and Turner's bet's on.
Yeah, so we get to choose.
Yeah, so.
It's my favorite time of the year.
This is the, yeah. Great stuff.
Anything involving destroying Andrew's life is
joyous.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's our weekly Christmas. So, just as we were starting to record there, we were chatting. There's four teams not playing this week due to the English Football League Cup, the old Worthington Cup final.
Worthington Cup. It's went through some names in the time. What is it now?
Just EFL Cup, just no sponsors.
Yeah. Great. No sponsors, get it out. It's all right when you're in the final.
Was it Coca-Cola Cup when Arsenal won it last?
I don't know.
Was it the Carling? It was Carling, then it was Coca-Cola, then it was Worthington. Milk. Milk. LDV Cup. Vans Trophy.
St. Johnson's Paint Trophy.
Oh, love it. Yeah. So that's United Southampton. So they're playing. And then the fixtures that they were supposed to have this week. Those, their opponents.
Yeah, Arsenal, Southampton are gone. So Arsenal aren't playing. And the
City, isn't
the it? City, Man United, Man City Derby is...
Postponed,
cancelled, which is depressing, but sure, whatever.
Gives Guardiola a week to get his shit together.
Yeah, yeah, which will never happen. Yeah.
So that's three of the big teams out, and City.
Yeah.
Hoy, getting the digs in. aren't playing this weekend. So.
This weekend is what? Liverpool, Leicester
on Monday.
Yeah, that'll be a good game, I'd say. Just and like maybe Chelsea, Swansea's it's all straightforward this week, I think.
Kind of is, yeah.
It's a real like 1-1, 1-0 the whole way through, the whole way straight through.
Paddy Power had a bet 160 to 1, I think it was. I put a quid on it anyway.
I love these. I love these Betfair specials.
What odds, Paddy? All 16 teams have scored this weekend. 160 to 1.
Yeah.
Put a quid on
this reason because they're all.
Because the problem is Sunderland are one of those teams. Like
Hull, Burnley.
Hull score. I've got Hull in a bet later on, don't worry.
Oh, here we go. Hull minus six, is it?
I've got, yeah. And then I put a euro on that. That's just a side bet.
that's a strange side bet, put it like that.
Well, I mean, it could come true.
Well, anything could come true.
Yeah.
But I don't know, really. Like,
yeah, this will be a quick podcast. Due to very few big games happen this weekend, and also the place we're recording is turning into a table quiz in about they're
working around
18 this. Minutes.
Just in case you hear someone practicing, just not a general knowledge round.
Yeah. Who scored the most goals for Blackburn Rovers in 1995? Yeah. It's probably Shearer.
I'm going to presume it's Shearer. Dwight York. Andy Cole.
Did he ever play with Blackburn? Did. Andy Cole did, anyway.
Andy Cole did, sorry.
After United.
I don't know. Dwight York was a great sitting midfielder for a year, remember? Remember he was
Blackburn
defensive midfield.
Or Sunderland.
Sunderland, wasn't it?
Class. Yeah, Roy Keane.
Roy Keane, put him back. Be a grand. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. On Saturday morning, Chelsea-Swansea. That should be it.
Swansea are playing well.
2-0 Chelsea.
But, yeah.
Boring.
It'll be a dull enough
one. They really
one.
Are destroying it. ripping it up.
Then.
But Everton-Sunderland.
Jesus, City are lucky they're not playing this weekend after that exhausting game they had against Monaco.
That was very, very funny to watch. They were just, from the first minute you knew it was going to be a disaster when they started passing it amongst their keeper to their wing back to out of play. Back in, you're like, oh, there's going to be goals in this.
Yeah.
Because nobody can play football.
So.
And Falcao showing what Man United last.
And Chelsea. Yeah.
I don't know why. I just feel like he was a little bit worse for United.
Yeah, because he was on the pitch.
Chelsea
contained his shit.
Chelsea must have noticed in training. No.
Stay. We've made Pato in instead.
We've made a huge mistake. I don't know. Like, Sanchez is still top of the
What's the big game this weekend? Like,
I'd say it's Liverpool, Leicester.
Leicester. Yeah, because, theory, Leicester are still former champions. Are still champions, yeah.
But really, they're not anything.
God.
But it's going to be interesting. They're going to have to really win that. And they're at home. It's Liverpool. I'd say there'll be goals in it.
They lost midweek there in Europe, but they've had the extra day to rest. But I mean, Liverpool haven't European football. So they'd be grand.
I said in years last year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That'll be an all right one. There's not a huge amount to chat about because there's not been enough. Rumours Rooney could be gone to China by next week. or the summer, one or the other.
Just going to the Chinese.
You're 31. He's like, that's not old, but I remember like 10 years ago, my dad being like, he's going to be done by the time he's 30. Look at the shape of him. That is not, his joints aren't going to handle that. I was like, this is a strange thing. And dad's like, look, happened with Paul Gascoigne. I'm like, I was a teenager. I was like, sure, I'm going to trust you on this. I was like, oh, well called. Called, dad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Rooney does run like a 35-year-old.
Yeah. Rooney's going to be trying to talk down murderers who are holding guns to their heads. A la Gascoigne next. That was the big football story.
There we go.
Pygate,
yeah.
46-year-old, 20-stone keeper, whose name I don't know. I just know his age and weight, which is a...
Shaw. Yeah, at the whole factory.
Because during that game, I saw a photo on Twitter of him in the bar at halftime.
he cut the grass at the start, then he hoovered the dugout, then he ate the pie, and then he sacked.
Well, I mean, obviously, I know he shouldn't have admitted to knowing the bet existed.
Yeah, yeah.
If he'd been like, what? It was a bet.
That's a lad thinking he was great, and then just realized, oh, I've ruined my income.
Yeah.
They've ruined my income forever.
I love his offense, though. It wasn't a pie, it was a pasty. Like, that was... the only difference is it wasn't in a metal tray.
It was much lower calories, you know.
His hands. The side of his hands it was just...
Yeah, yeah, it really took a grip. It looked like he was trying to kill it as well.
Yeah.
Just squeezing it out.
Him and Alan Shearer played together before.
Yeah, when was that? Yeah, it must have been some charity thing because...
No, but like, I don't know if it was underage or whatever, but you know, you're like, oh, Shearer, highest scoring footballer in top flight football in England.
Henry Shaw lost his job for eating a pie.
Yeah.
Side pitch.
I'd love if Shearer ate a pie on Match of the Day this week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be great in protest. In solidarity.
Either way, I mean, City are in dire need of a keeper
and a defender.
Hottest free agent is just freed up. I want to see him.
Can you imagine that?
Travel across Europe. He's the new Richard Wright. He's just filling that English quota.
Couldn't be worse than Caballero Mario Bravo.
8-1. Shaw to eat papaya.
Was it papaya?
Paella.
You never.
Halfway through the game.
You never buy South American goalkeepers.
Don't buy South American goalies.
Navas getting thrown out of Real Madrid. Ospina, second place. And
Navas is a very good keeper.
Yeah, he's all right.
Romero has actually... No, you know what? I don't trust Romero. United sub second choice keeper.
Yeah.
Someone said to me the other day, he's the best second choice keeper in the league, which is lies, because Asmir Begovic is the best second choice keeper.
Yeah, one Liverpool of two medium keepers.
Ospina's all right.
Ospina's a good shot stopper, to put it.
But yeah, like Romero has mistakes, and he's the definition of a keeper with mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
He never looks confident.
Where's he from again?
Argentina.
He's got that that Portuguese goalkeeper thing about him. He could hit a penalty, you know.
Yeah.
Win a penalty shootout for you.
But he wears leggings underneath.
Oh, you never. That's it. You never.
That's too close to tracksuit keeper, which is never something.
Goalkeepers never wear baseball caps anymore.
Chris Kirkland has got to be the last.
Chris Kirkland. I love Chris. Who's the? Think of them worst, right? The dodgy goalkeepers in the Premiership for the years. Scott Carson.
You know Scott Carson's only 31.
That's blown my mind.
I read an interview with him.
I would have guessed he's died 31 years ago.
Yeah.
At this stage.
He was 19 when he played in the Premier League.
Oh, wow. Well.
He was, yeah.
Well, that seems a little bit harsh on him then.
Yeah.
What about Rob Green? He hits off
every
flangers.
Time Rob Green has like, oh, no, he's back. He's got past that mistake and then he'll make a ball or something. You're like, oh, yeah, no, there he is.
Ankleman.
Paul Robinson was like the great white hope for a while just fluffed it.
Yeah, he was actually. For 1 year, they were like, this guy is an international. No.
Joe Hart, even. I think the problem is if you just become the England international keeper.
Yeah, David James, he even had a couple.
Ben Foster's a very good keeper, but had some bad England games. And
then that's it.
That's it.
He's dead to the country, really.
Joe Hart, just don't be an English international goalie.
Yeah, I don't think.
Tom Heaton should just not.
Yeah,
Tom Heaton's a good keeper, but
Isle of Man. Oh no, you'd still play for England, wouldn't you?
Gibraltar,
Wales.
Danny Higginbottom has a cap for Gibraltar.
He came to the Falklands. Tom Heaton, I just do. I'm not
player manager Simon Weston. Anyway.
Look, I'm just going to go quickly.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Swansea, Chelsea, Everton, Sunderland. You'd say Everton, but you never know. Hull, Burnley. Palace, Middlesbrough, West Brom, Bournemouth, Watford, West Ham.
It's a real bottom of the league
real
table.
Match them all off. It should be good, but then again, I also go, it'll more likely it'll just end up boring, like, straight through.
It'll have a bigger effect on the bottom half of the table. Like, there's a bunch of the poorer teams are playing each other, which could be good game because they're going to be very scrappy and competitive, or else it could be just bad because they're the poorer teams.
Look at that, sure. One goal in the one game on the Sunday.
Oh, that's because the League Cup final's on. Just see news here. Bolasie, Everton's record signing, is out till the end of the year. Not just the end of season, out till the end of the year.
No.
His YouTube channel, though, very good.
Is this?
It was, yeah, he had a multicam setup of him watching the African Cup of Nations. It's great. And then answering questions in between plays.
What a dope.
Yeah, love it. We just crack into the bets then.
We may as well just crack into these bets because we have not much else. We have to get out of here very quickly.
It's just an unfortunately dull week, I suppose.
Yeah.
United Southampton could be a good game now because Southampton have been playing very well in the cups.
Yeah.
And even in the league since the start of the year, they've started clicking along. Yeah. Gabbiadini's been in good form. United are in good form.
Gabbiadini. Yeah, I don't know. What did you go for? No, wait a minute. We have to go with Leicester, is it, to beat Liverpool?
Oh, yeah, for Stanley.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's his 10-year-old. Or will we go for something even more? Let me think.
Leicester minus two.
Leicester minus two. Okay, so I'm just going to go straight into that because Andrew could not get his bets in time because he's out loving life. We're going to do this one for him. So, match result, minus... Why... Look, it doesn't even give them. They have so little chance. They haven't even give. Like, they have a minus one here, and it's 15-1 to Leicester. So minus two. I literally can't find it.
We'll just go minus one then. We'll Leicester go minus one.
15-1. That's 160 euro. If he wins that, I am going to be absolutely livid. anyway, David, what do you have? Because
I have whacked it all on. The old treble anytime goal scorer.
Oh my god.
In a week where a lot of the top scorers aren't playing.
Yep.
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Leicester are playing, or rather, Everton are playing Sunderland, I think.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Umar Niasse.
Okay. It's just a.
Hull v. Burnley.
Okay.
Burnley, great at home. At one point, they had 29 points. 28 of which were got at home, one away. So they're a good home team.
Yeah.
Not a good away team.
They're not a good anything.
They're not a good, yeah.
Hull have been playing. Team, that's what I was looking for.
Hull are playing well under the new manager.
Yeah.
They're playing good attacking football.
Yeah.
I think Niasse will get a goal.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else?
Leicester, Liverpool, Mane anytime.
Oh, sir, Sadio Mane in fairness. I can't even take
Mane. Niasse, Mane. Anytime treble.
You can't take
11.5 to 1, 10 on that, 125 back.
That's not too bad.
Then, additional bets.
Oh, you know, my God.
Just what? Little ones. Just little. Okay. Little. All 16 teams to score in the Premier League this weekend.
You said that twice, three times now, so I'm pretty sure you seem to be like...
A euro on
well,
it.
No.
160 to 1.
If you won that one out of all the bets...
Delighted.
And you catch up, you would be literally caught up as well.
In addition, 2 euro on four or more games this weekend to end in score draws. 16-1.
Say that again.
Four or more games to end in score draws.
That's not too bad.
There's 8 games this weekend. That bet is half of them being score draws. That is a terrible bet now that I say it out loud.
That's not too bad.
16-1, 2 quid.
Do you know?
Those are my little like.
Yeah, okay.
Well. Definites.
Okay. Well, I've got a 16-1 bet, treble goal score, putting all 10 on. But I've went none of the people you've went on. I have Jamie Vardy to score against Liverpool.
Right.
For no reason, because I have no confidence in him. I have Christian Benteke to get one against Middlesbrough.
Right.
And have Harry Kane to get one against Stoke.
Ah, Spurs Stoke, yeah.
What do you reckon? No chance?
No, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be grand.
Yeah. Yeah. And what? That's it.
16-1, yeah.
So Sandy's going with minus one. If that's the one, if that wasn't the win, we need a slap.
We're out of here. Yeah. this quiz is about to kick off around us, so we should probably wrap it up. It's been a short one, but
sure, whatever.
We got the bets in. No, not our fault that there's no shite. There's
Odds no On Podcast as well. We are on the Odds On Podcast Fantasy Football. I am still second with some Roland Godfrey. He does sound like some sort of a strange.
Where's Rob?
Oh, where's Rob? This is the big
one.
Someone
cares with the middle table.
Nobody cares. Andrew's lost in nothingness there. Well, you're still 40th, Davey.
Out of
43 people.
Okay.
You've got 884. And Rob is right ahead of you. Oh, he's 53 points ahead of you.
But I'm out of the relegation zone. Three below me.
I don't know, man. It feels like it is a relegation zone when there's 43 teams.
I think anything below 20 is relegation, if I'm honest. Yeah. So thank you for listening, guys. Please keep following us on at Odds On Podcast. Is it at Odds On Pod?
Yeah, Odds On Pod.
Odds On Pod. And you can get us on Twitter. I'm at Davey Riley, and Ryan is?
At Richard Spencer.
There we go. And thanks again to Rob O'Sullivan from Sentinel Audio. You can find him and all his great work at Sentinel Audio. See you next week.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.